You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Bigi on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We're heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. www.1510wwbc. You can hear us on that. You just hit that listen live button. And you'll be able to hear us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, then we archive all of the shows, and that's under the On Demand button. You can pick any Monday under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and you'll find all of our shows that are downloadable. Of course, we share all of those on our social media under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And then, of course, on our website, SitaMediaInc.com, which you'll not only just get the bios and what the show is about, but you'll also get the great pictures from all of our fantastic guests.
Yeah, we try to take pictures.
You do great. You do a much better job at that than I do. And I'm so glad that you took so many pictures last week on your trip down to Trinidad and Tobago to be with your family. There is nothing better than longtime friends and family that you can reconnect with and be yourself with, and they know all your secrets and they love you.
And my secrets are all on Facebook. So,
well, I was just going to say, you don't have any secrets.
Well, but you know, the truth is, you know, like I just sent out a text and I told everybody we're meeting at TGIF Fridays in at the mall, and they showed up. Yeah. And then my niece, she said, okay, we'll have a luncheon, and she invited people and said it went well. And I wanted to see my old primary school, and I saw it, and I did a lot of fun stuff, you know. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I'm glad to be back in the USA. And I have to say, with all this talk about immigration and coming into the airports and stuff, I sailed through immigration in Miami International Airport. It took me all but 3 minutes.
Yeah.
U.S. passport out in your hand, boom, you have nothing to declare except 5 days of fun, and that's it.
That's right.
You know, and I detest the people that hold up the lines bringing in an avocado or mango. You should know. Don't bring nothing in.
Well, that's,
unless you,
you know,
want the customs agent,
you know,
to eat everything.
Think that they're going to get away with it.
Yes, you can't. Try if you follow the lawyer.
It is mango season, by the way, folks, so you don't need to be smuggling in mangoes. We got plenty in Florida. Everybody in town has got them on their trees.
That's right. Well, everybody. For our listeners who are tuning in today to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, on Mondays, going on, I think, I don't know, 15 years almost, Ellen O'Neill and myself, we sit here in these nice chairs now. They're upholstered chairs.
I know.
Really
nice.
Pretty ones. And Danny runs our board. Sometime Allie is here with us. And we talk about things that are going on right here in Brevard County, Florida. We speak about issues that are going on around our state, our nation, the world. We give people a platform, whether you want to talk about running for office, financial literacy, mental health, the environment. Some people want to talk about education. Whatever it is you want to speak about, you can come and speak with us. We have so many nonprofits like we have today. On our show today is a good friend of mine. And, you know, ABWA, I make a lot of friends with the American Business Women's Association. Darby Cola is here, and Darby is here sitting with us. She is the, I want to say you're like the CEO of Reset and Renew Health Coaching. And she's going to be talking to us today about menopause, and her sister is going to be here. Her sister is going to be calling in as well. I think she's already on the phone. Leanne DeHoff, has a PhD and a lot of letters behind her name. She's the owner and therapist of clinical hypnosis, EMDR, and relationships, and she lives in Coral Springs, right? So those two are going to be on first. On our second segment, one of our recurring guests, Phoebe Walker. She's a founder and CEO of DAMS 41 Inc. And it's not what you think, DAMN. It's DAMS 411, right?
And dance a mile in my shoes. I love it.
Well,
M-Y-E-L-I-N.
Dance a mile in, right. in my shoes.
Right.
It's all about MS.
Yes.
Muscular sclerosis. So that's our second segment. And so, you know what, Ellen, I just have to say, what a great topic, because, you know, we all think about life and the dash in between and then what happens in the end. And in between all of those, there's so many stuff that happens. And menopause is one of the things that us women, we have to think about. And so I'm going to have Darby start off with us. Darby,
and it certainly affects men as well. Let's just put it out there.
It does. So Darby, I want to ask you, how did you get started with the healthcare and coaching for this particular topic?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Zita and Ellen for having me on your show. And so the start, okay, so I'm a certified menopause coaching specialist, and here late I speak the language of menopause. And how I got started was back in 17, I ended up having my doing my certification for personal training and evolving one thing after another. And all of a sudden I got lambasted with hot flashes, with brain fog, and just a myriad of health conditions happened to me. And it really struck me when my mother had she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for many years. And she ended up, after COVID, being home, being sedentary, and for many years, and ended up falling one night and breaking her elbow. And that was just the demise of a lot of thoughts in your mind, if you can imagine. And she ended up passing away a couple months later. The biggest thing is that what I do today for women is I help coach for their future self. And coaching for their future self means let's keep you moving. And with the certifications in with NASM, I have all that all curated on an app. Let's have you eating better. You know, all these things take time to be able to do. So let's have you drinking more water, and let's have you moving and building muscle for bone density. And so a lot of these end up affecting what's not happening today, but what happens in the future. But I think the biggest thing out of this is that it does play, menopause plays mind games with you. And so it was just a natural transition to, you know, regularly talk with my sister and have her have a collaboration. Because with her support now, we can give a comprehensive care program.
Right. And, you know, a long time ago, menopause was considered like a one-size-fits-all journey, right? People didn't talk about it. It was just like, oh, she's in menopause and giving the husband
the
a hard time.
Yeah.
You know? but menopause, it's a period when, you know, the human body goes through multiple changes. And it's happening simultaneously, all systems. And this is where your sister comes in handy. So, Leanne, so talk to us a little bit how you got involved with helping your sister, Darby, here with Deluxe Center for Counseling and Education. You took it upon yourself to collaborate with your sister, because I guess sisters do talk. You're talking about mom, and you're talking about the broken hip and what's going on. And then your sister says, wait a minute, mom's going to need some mental health counseling as well. And there we go, right? So go ahead, jump in and tell us how you got started with this as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So I think when Darby speaks about her mom, it's also my mom.
Yes.
And so there were a lot of times when Darby and I had conversations, but, you know, being sisters, I really witnessed Darby's experience with menopause and all the changes that happened. And I heard her become more passionate about menopause and what was happening and how to work with it and make some changes. And then on top of it, you know, we know that menopause happens at different ages. And so while Darby was in her menopause journey, I was also starting my menopause journey pretty early, actually. They said it's clinically early. And so the both of us are going through this transition, and Darby's becoming more and more passionate about it. And she came to me one day and said, you know, I have this certification. I said, let's partner. And so the cool thing is that Darby really focuses on nutrition and physical fitness. And then I come in for mental health and mental strengthening specifically. So my background is in, I have a PhD in systems psychology with a focus on international psychology and a license in mental health counseling, as well as a license in marriage family therapy. And so Darby can focus on those two aspects of our life, and then I can come in and reinforce that and help people, really help women really focus in on their thoughts and their emotions and their behaviors. And so I'll work with them in collaboration with Darby to really have them focus in on like the irritability, the stages of irritability, the up and down, the thoughts about worry, what if this, what if that, the depressive thoughts, oh, I just can't do anything. And so these come up, these symptoms come up as a result of the change in estrogen in our body, which affects dopamine and serotonin, which affects our anxiety and our depressive levels, the irritability, the brain fog, mirrors ADHD, like a lack of concentration, and that can also be problematic for women. And so we come together to talk about the whole woman versus one aspect or another.
Right. And, you know, women who are going through menopause or premenopause, it does affect their mental health because, you know, it's like a different person all of a sudden is emerging from your body. You're used to getting up, doing your hair, putting on your makeup, getting in your car, listening to music with your window down and, you know, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, the changes come. I mean, and I think it's important for people to know that, that menopause does affect your heart. Of course, there's a lot of cardiovascular risk with that. Then the estrogen and hormone therapy, the importance of good health before menopause and early menopause. And also, it's important to talk to your partner about what's happening to your body. Yes. Oftentimes, you'll hear people say, boy, I'm so dry. Well, guess what? You got to start talking about it.
Yes.
And I think this is where, Leanne, this is where you come in handy to talk to women. How do you approach them when it comes to, you know, we have to have like a reset. And I know you have like a menopause recess method, and it's a 12-week program. So talk to us a little bit how you blend nutrition, motivation, mindful movements, and the personalized coaching that you and Darby offer.
Sure. I'll touch base on the mental health side, and then Darby can set touch base on the other aspects of it. For the mental health, you know, we really identify where they are in the stage of menopause, what's going on with them, and how to, what their goals are, in terms of, you know, and Darby will work with them on the nutrition and the physical side, and I'll also work with them on the mental health side. And I'll really identify, like, what are the greatest barriers for you to achieve these goals? And we'll work backwards from there to see if we can identify new ways of thinking and new ways of behaving so that we can make those changes that Darby is suggesting and recommending. And so I'm just going to hand it over to Darby to talk about her aspect of the program.
Yeah, the nutrition and all that.
Yes. So just to go back, one day I woke up and I said, oh my gosh, I don't even recognize myself. Who in here has done that? I mean, my hand is raising, everybody's hand's raising. So that is a, like a smack in the face going, oh my gosh, you've got to do something. And so with all of my experience and my expertise and working with evidence-based grounded systems, I've actually devised a curated app to help not only with the daily motivation, because not only they'll take what they get from Leanne, but the motivation within, they may need that on a daily basis. So I have a curated app. They can communicate with me. I put meal plans that are hormone friendly together. It's super important that we up the protein, and those are things that I'm able to do. And then if they have a specialized diet, I'm actually able to really hone in and help them with that. And I'm always working with their provider because the provider has their numbers, right? My A1C, my cholesterol, my blood pressure just all of a sudden went wacko. And I was like, what is going on? Yet another thing.
Yeah.
You know, one day you're good. The next day you're going, what is happening? Right. And your spouse or your mate is going, who are you right now? You know,
and your children.
Yeah.
Sometimes the children think, oh, which has emerged?
Right.
Like,
right.
And one of the things I always say, we've always said it on the show, when emotions are high, intelligence is super low.
Right.
So when your emotions are on this high vibration all the time, it's really hard to even think clearly about, oh, let me eat better. The first thing you think of is let me go feel better, right? So let me go get ice cream, or let me go get some comfort food or something like that, which is not always the best.
Right.
So the menopause reset method is 12 weeks. It's 12 weeks. And take us through, like, a woman who's going through the 12 weeks. Is there like an app? How do you track all this stuff?
I appreciate you asking.
So yes.
The curated app is curated by me, mm-hmm. but it's also, it has habit building, which is a big deal. We need to start where they are. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are not, if they're feeling really super dry, we need to get them on a hydration program. And they'll be like, so how do I get that gallon in a day when I'm only getting like 4 ounces in? And so we just take them in step by step by step. And that's all through this program. It's step by step, little at a time. And also the meals, you know, they might not be totally into logging their food. Well, if they want to get like somewhere like quickly, people find a way to do things that they absolutely like. Their switch has flipped and they're ready to go.
And they do feel better.
Yes, and they do feel better.
Yeah.
That's correct. The other thing is the movement. So there are, being a NASM certified, which is a National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer, I am all about doing things correctly. So we start them out slowly. If they're into the body movement, if they're into yoga, swimming, I want to go to a place where they are happiest when they are moving. If they don't know how to put that 150 minutes in that is recommended by the CDC and the WHO and all of those great places, I put a plan in place. I teach, I educate them. And also these tools are for them to help them build into their future self. So when they leave my program, they absolutely don't leave the program.
Yeah.
Because this is something that is perpetual. It just keeps on going. And so the accountability is there. We're checking in with them. Either myself is checking in on a virtual call because we do everything telehealth, or they're checking in with Leanne, getting some mental strengthening. And they are just shooting me ideas or recipes. We're sharing recipes. We're building a community that they know that they can chime in on that.
Well, it was a happy, healthy community.
Yes.
And Leanne, I wanted to ask you, for women who are already in menopause, I would say it's never too late for them to start making changes, right? And you start mentally and then you go physically and then you go with nutritious foods and all that.
Yes, yes. You know, the interesting thing there is that we might, as a woman, be struggling with these symptoms. And we're trying to fix, you know, change them, and then they'll change again. And we might go 5 years, 7 years, 10 years with these symptoms, trying to figure out like what the greatest match is for us. And at any point, you can make some changes, and we'll help guide you through those changes to make sure that you are ready, that we're motivated, that we know what to do. And then we'll be there to support you.
And that you don't feel alone, because oftentimes when these things happen, you do need a tribe. You need a community. You need the support that, hey, you're not the only one who's going through these hormonal changes and irritability and weight gain and all that, because you look at yourself and you're like, this is not me 20 years ago. So you all have the menopause reset method, and Darby, you have the VIP menopause reset roadmap now.
That's with both of us, correct?
So you're both doing that. So,
yes.
Wow. So you're giving, that's like giving people a chance and a choice.
Yes.
What they want to do with their life going forward once they diagnose themselves with menopause. So
we hope they don't diagnose themselves for anything.
But I think we can. I think I knew when I was with the hot flashes. You know,
yes.
A lot of people, they say, you know, I'm having sleepless nights.
Yes.
I'm having, you know, irritability, the mindful movement programs. And then they would talk to their friends at work. And this is where I think one of the things we all forget, how do we speak that language? Because we all know people at work who all of a sudden they change also. Either of you could take that question, because we have to speak the language of menopause at home, at work, and at play, right?
Yes, that's correct. That is one of the things that when we hosted the M Factor a couple weeks ago, that was actually my question, was how do we help those of 40 plus come up through the workplace and thrive versus just surviving? Because a lot of women, including myself, were silenced. We were told that this was not, you know, becoming. This was, you know, you had brain fog and all of a sudden you were forgetting things. And so I created a book called How to Manage Menopause in the Workplace. And there's great workshop or workbooks within it. So it's coming out in the fall. I'm super excited. It's going to address a lot of these. And it's also going to address the communication and collaboration with your peers. And, you know, your peers being other women of different ages, and then also men in the business within your company. And there's some really great insightfulness on how to really just handle a conversation and get ready for those high intensity moments. And because last thing I remember, I'm in a boardroom meeting and all of a sudden I'm like profusely just drowning in
sweat.
In sweat.
Yeah.
And like an interno inferno, and I'm like, I'm stripping, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I'm like, everybody's watching me. And I'm like, I just lost the sale.
And that can affect your mental health, everything.
Yeah. Your income, everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this book helps bring light not only to menopause, but also, again, you're not alone in this. There are people out here that will support us. That's why Leanne and I, we joined the Menopause Society. And so we have a more of an international feel, or, you know, statewide feel of like, come to us. We know what you're going through.
You're the experts on it. So for listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends for the first time, or maybe you're a long-term listener, we just want to let you know who we're speaking with. That voice that you're hearing there is our good friend Darby Kohler. And she's a founder and a certified coaching of a menopause specialist. Her sister is the one who's talking to us from Coral Springs. Her name is Leanne DeHoff. She's a PhD, a licensed mental health counselor, and a director of Lux. I like that. It sounds like Lux and Bagel. Lux, no. Service.
It's
for
Lux, as in luxury.
Luxury.
Everyone deserves luxury, Lita.
And I'm thinking food. Look at me. Lux.
Lita's hungry.
Counseling and education. So together, you two are a dynamic team. But, you know, I have to say, as a nurse, I do know that we have to make proactive health improvements before menopause. And menopause timing can vary as well, right? So we'll have Leanne talk to us a little bit about, you know, women who have to seek preventative medical care. They have to tackle emotional health concerns as well as mental health concerns. When the menstrual cycle is coming to cessation, you know, people, it's like a grieving process, isn't it? Because we're all taught to grow up, get an education, get married, have your kids, and all of a sudden you realize that something is happening to your body, and it's a loss in some ways of womanhood. And a lot of cultures attack this differently, right? So talk to us, Leanne, about the cultural aspect of losing your menses, your period, whatever people want to call it, menstrual cycle.
Yes. So I think there is overall a huge opportunity to have these conversations, not only among women who are in their 40s or 50s, but starting earlier, because we want them to be prepared for all these changes that are coming soon in the future. And sometimes we think like, oh, it's never going to happen to me, but this is definitely going to happen. If you are a woman, this is going to happen. And so what's interesting from a cultural perspective is that some cultures are really celebrating this transition from having your menses to not having your menses, to be going into midlife. However, a lot of people, it's still, you know, has a high stigma, taboo. We shouldn't be talking about it. So it just really differs by each person and each culture. And so this is another place where Darby and I will come in and kind of say, like, where are you in the process and what education can we provide you? And tell us a little bit about, you know, how this is perceived in your culture so that we can help kind of meet you at that place.
Yeah. And Darby, medical treatments for menopausal therapy, can include hormone therapy. It's administered, you know, as a nurse, I know I've given, you know, pills, cream, patch. But long-term uses of pills and all these things have side effects, right? So talk to us a little bit about some of the therapy. I know people have to take a lot of vitamin D. You get your lab tested, all these things, right?
Yes. So I have a circle of references in the local area that are certified in menopause and offering symptoms via the patch, the compound testosterone, and all kinds of really great
advice from medical experts.
Right. Yes. And they do their lab tests. And so what we do is we work with that provider. And if that is not an option for them, because in some cases it is not an option, or they just have like really strong beliefs, everything that Leanne and I do is holistic and sustainable. So the holistic part of it is the supplements, and making sure that they have enough whole foods and enough protein and enough movement. So we do, along with breath work. Breath work is quintessential to bringing those hot flashes down and anxiety attacks down, and visual works for hot flashes. So if you don't have Leanne on speed dial and you need a quick, you know, like then I need
anxiety,
to get out of this,
anxiety right. attacks, right?
So we give tools for not only that point, but also longevity. Coming out of pre-diabetes stage, I know firsthand how to do that. So I'm you know, offering
personal experience.
I am offering that high cholesterol, high everything, high blood pressure, everything, and getting that under control. So firsthand, I know of all that, and I know what happens, and it is irritating as all get, because I don't want to be on pills for the rest of my life. But I know if there's some method out there that's easier for me to digest than another, you bet your bippy, I'm thriving on that.
Right. And, you know, studies have shown that many U.S. women will spend about 40% of their life in this stage.
Yes.
And during this time, people will continue to experience symptoms. And I do believe that at this point, we've all seen, and what you guys are talking about, what both of you are doing, lifestyle changes may help ease menopausal symptoms. Just simple things like exercising, eating a nutritious diet, which Darby, you talked about, and you do coach people and help them to educate them about that. Not smoking, reducing stress, and maintaining your body weight. So Leanne, talk to us a little bit from the mental health part of that. I mean, it's hard for some people to stop smoking. It's hard for them to get into that routine to say that I have to start walking every day or something. What would you say to the woman out there who is premenopausal or experiencing these symptoms and mentally they're not there, Leanne?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, there's so many different methods that we can use within the room to be able to help them find the motivation, whether it's acceptance and commitment therapy, where we're accepting where we are and that we need to make some changes. Cognitive behavioral therapy, where we're taking a look at thoughts and emotions and tying them to behaviors. We might be doing some clinical hypnosis to help them with like mitigate the anxiety or even mitigate some hot flashes, which is clinically proven. We might also be doing mindfulness. So, and motivational interviewing, which is the motivational interviewing is really where we identify what's the goal. We want to be a healthier version of ourselves. How do we get there? And then what are the barriers to do that? And right. then, again, we kind of work it to see if we can mitigate those or decrease those barriers.
And what about alcohol? What role does alcohol play in this? Because I read where it says that women who drink less alcohol may start menopause later.
there are now new studies coming out that alcohol is detrimental, that you, when you have, and especially a personal experience, when I drink, I get hot flashes. And really, my hot flashes have subsided a long time ago. So any kind of alcohol, sugar, any stress, that brings on a hot flash, intensity of that. So my thoughts are, when you remember when you got really drunk, so drunk that you couldn't even stand up and you said, I'm never doing that again. So this happens. You just get, you get to that point, you're like, I'm never
that
doing this again.
That happened at my brother's wedding 30 years ago.
Exactly. So, it's a young thought. So you just stop. You end up just stopping.
So would you say that menopause symptoms are unique, Darby, for each woman and the duration and the severity of it? Yeah. Everybody experiences it differently. Right. So going forward, tell our listeners how they could contact you and Leanne and get some coaching or get some materials from you or maybe events that you're hosting?
So I am getting ready to do an online support tools and community. So we'll have some virtual connection once a month. And that's a great time for a Q&A. My website is resetandrenewhc.com. That's HC is in health coaching. So resetandrenewhc.com. And if you find me on Facebook or Instagram under Reset and Renew, and we can connect you with the Lux Center immediately.
The Deluxe Center, where you can.
The Lux. Did I say Deluxe? I
no,
love
you
it.
Said Lux.
I love
you
it.
You said Lux. So Leanne, before you go, would you say that menopause, it seems to exaggerate the normal effects of the aging process? Because I feel like that happens. You know, I lived in an area here in Brevard where, you know, I saw older men in their, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, you know, whatever you consider older, leaving their wives at the age of 35 and 40. And then you would hear people, she's getting older. He's trading her in for a new model. And I often wondered what part menopause played in that relationship with some of those people. Would you say that it ages people?
You know, it is part of the aging process. And, you know, divorce during the time of menopause does increase. I have seen evidence stating that. When we are experiencing menopause symptoms, many of us, not every person is the same, but many of us are experiencing irritability. We're experiencing sadness. The grief that you mentioned before, Darby had also mentioned it. You know, I wasn't the same person that I was. Who am I? That kind of existential question that comes up for us as we are experiencing these fluctuation in hormones. We're seeing the change in our menses. We're getting the hot flashes, the brain fog. Our sex drive might be going down. We're having changes there as well in our reproductive areas. And, yeah, this all plays a role in our relationships with ourselves and then with our partners.
Right, and then you throw in the socioeconomic disparities and that, and, boy, you have a mess. So basically what we're saying is if you're premenopausal or postmenopausal, you have to accept that this is part of life and seek treatment, education, and go and see Darby and see you at the Lux Center. So give us your website and phone number one more time.
Thank you, Zita. So my website is resetandrenewhc.com. And my phone number is 321-704-6006. Leanne's is theluxcce.com. Theluxcce.com.
What a great segment. I feel like Leanne will have to come in the studio next time so we can put a face to her.
And absolutely.
Maybe we will go and get Lux and Bagel afterwards.
Yes. Play on words there. All right, we are going to take a quick minute to listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back after these messages with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee and her tribe, the Hot Flash Tribe. Darby, Cola, Ellen, Phoebe, myself, and we had Leanne. We know what to do. Have your tribe. Talk to people. Educate yourself. Know what to eat, what to drink, where to go, and move. What were the two words we said? Move and
eat.
Eat healthy and move. Eat to move.
Rest and renew.
Yeah, rest and renew. Well, how wonderful. We're women. That's what we should be talking about. Sometimes we have all these experts that talk to us from their perspective. But honestly, if you do a round table with four women who wants to talk about menopause, you'll get a lot more information from the experiences we've had. Yeah. And I think, Darby, we should do that.
And the logging is more about, you know, when we talk about food logging and those types of things, the logging is more about just remembering what made you feel better.
And that's,
you know, all
what
of a
made,
sudden it's like, wow, I ate fruit and I felt better all day.
That's so, what made our friend Phoebe better, Phoebe
right.
Walker, mm-hmm. with the DAMMS 411, right?
That's right.
So Phoebe, you're here to talk about MS and how pretty much what Darby was talking about, how you looked into what will help you once you were diagnosed with MS, mm-hmm. Multiple sclerosis. And you decided that, I mean, I've read your report, your MRI, and how it was discovered, and all these doctors that gave you all this information, and how sad and devastating it was for you. And you picked yourself up by the bootstraps, and you said, this is not going to work for me. I am going to find a cure for myself and others. So talk to our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about how you pretty much healed yourself from the movement and not being able to see and walking on the side and all these things. Talk to us.
So I was diagnosed with MS in 2001. And I only had at that time a couple of lesions. And in 2006 is when I lost my sight in both eyes and became completely incapacitated.
And my husband at the time was being deployed overseas, and we were in a new neighborhood. So I really didn't have any other options. I didn't have anybody to take me anywhere. It was fortunate that we ended up having church members that stepped up and helped with transportation and things. But as far as the physical aspect went, I have a lot of history, both with my family, with myself, with education and sports medicine, that I knew that I needed to do something. And I did not want to just sit there as a blob and be unfunctional. Since the doctors weren't giving me a wheelchair, they weren't giving me medication, I had to start somewhere. And so this kind of leads into a little bit of my nonprofit stuff too, is that there's issues with MS involving proprioception, which is your brain's understanding of where your body is in time and space. And so that kind of was messed up during that time. And in addition to that, trying to resolve my physical issues came down to drawing new nerve pathways. So MS leaves lesions in your brain, which is the area around your nerves, is like a wire, like envision a cord for your lamp. And the MS comes and will chew away around that outside edge, and now the wire is exposed. Well, that's what happens in your brain with MS. And so that nerve pathway doesn't work well. So then you need to do exercises to work your way through it. And it comes through a lot of repetition. And that repetition then will draw new nerve pathways, so you'll be able to do it. And that is how I was able to retrain myself to walk. I put myself over the... had my husband drape me over the front of a treadmill. We put it on the lowest setting. It drug my legs out behind me, and I forced
myself.
You're
like a walking miracle.
Yeah, baby. I forced myself to walk my legs forward. It took a while. While as in weeks. But I had sores. I fell off a few times and, you know, bruises, bumps. But I'm walking. I became walking again. It didn't take... I mean, in the long scope of things, that was the only time in my life that I had to do that. And I think it's because at that point I did draw those new nerve pathways. And so now my body uses those fresh ones that haven't been chewed up. And so now I can walk.
But that is the beauty of the human body. And we have to keep reminding ourselves, when we do the right things, we can heal ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, it's not, you know, modern medicine obviously is fantastic. It does a lot for us. But we have to, when you take the first steps like what you did, and getting any of the medicine that you take now to make anything better is just going to work that much better, because you've got yourself in the right place. In the right place. It's so awesome.
Right. And, you know, many
congratulations to you.
Yeah,
I don't say that enough.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. Well, you know, many scientists believe that MS is an autoimmune disease, and it develops when the immune system attacks its own healthy tissues. And in MS, you know, doctors don't know why the immune system attacks the myelin, but they believe that there's so many factors, like having a family history of MS, having the history of other autoimmune system diseases, having certain viral infections, smoking, being the age of 20 to 40 years old, female, and all these things. And we know that a lot of people who experience MS, in the advanced stages, it might involve some sort of paralysis, right? Mm-hmm. But most people will not experience this.
Correct.
And you're one of those.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what made you decide that I am not going to accept this CT scan and this MRI, and I'm going to research and I'm going to find out what I can do to help my movements. And then you came up with dance, right?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
So how did you find out that dance was the way for you?
It kind of came along the lines of, I had been taking medicine for MS for about 9.5 years. They were injectables, and it was at the point where the medication was no longer working, and I knew that I needed to make a change forward. So I had stopped taking the injections in December of 2015, and in January of 2016, we started looking for new things that I could do to continue improving my physical health. And my husband suggested a date night activity of dancing. He heard an ad on a ballroom dancing event at a studio in our downtown, and so we decided we would try it. And the first day I went to that studio and danced, I had so much joy. Now, don't get me wrong, I was really kind of afraid at first, and we drove to the studio on two separate occasions and turned around and left before we actually went in, just because I was questioning myself, you know, those what if this and what if that. And so we finally did go, and when we went in, I was so glad that I did, and it took me back and back, and eventually I got up to where I was 3 days a week going to the dance studio. After about 3 months, I realized that physically I had more strength. I'm going to say I had issues with incontinence before, and that went down. My balance, dexterity.
And your eyesight, you
memory.
couldn't see for a while.
Yeah, that was in 2006. I was blind with that, and that lasted in both eyes, and that was about a year. I attribute God to that. That's my faith, and I have very strong faith. So everything I do in life, including my nonprofit, everything, it is because I have such strong faith to pull me through that.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, Ellen, but almost maybe a million people in the United States have multiple sclerosis.
Oh, yeah.
That's 1 million people. I know people with it, right? And there's no cure for it.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. So, and it affects women more than men.
Yes.
And of course, a lot of people take vitamin D for it.
Yes.
It can range in the severity of it. The cause is unknown. But tell me something, Phoebe. While you were doing your research on MS, like every other disease, would you say that stress is kind of like one of the factors that causes all of these things?
I would honestly believe that stress is a huge driving factor. And that changed, that helped me to change my mindset, which is really kind of wonderful how we had the two different teams together for this interview, because they did a great job of talking about the mindset, and mindset plays a huge role in it, and you really need to take over your thought processes and arrange your life in such a way to reduce as much stress as possible to prevent things from getting worse or even developing it, I think, in the first place.
Right. And tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what does DAMS 411 stand for? Because we have the letters, but you know, people have to figure out what it is and where they can find you.
So DAMS 411 stands for Dance a Myelin, like the myelin sheath, my shoes. So,
and for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with our friend Phoebe Walker, and Phoebe has had her rounds and rounds and around experience with MS, and boy, to look at her today, you wouldn't know it. She's beautiful. She's quite athletic from the dancing, and she looks great, and she doesn't look like she's stressed out right this minute, but I'm sure there's something. But some of the common symptoms of MS, which it sounds like so many other autoimmune diseases, everybody's fatigued and tired. So tiredness, weakness, pain and tingling and numbness. I feel like I have that sometime. Stiffness, muscle spasms, difficulty walking and balancing, vertigo and dizziness, problems with thinking and memory. So one person who is having all this might say, well, I'm having early onset of dementia or Alzheimer's. How did you know that your symptoms were MS? Did you get, what type of testing did you do?
As far as testing for getting diagnosed?
Yes.
I had nerve tests, where they stuck little probes in, touched my nerves, and zapped them. I had visual screens done. I had MRIs done. I had a lumbar puncture, sometimes called spinal tap. There they look for the oligoclonal bands to see if, and I don't even think that one is as accurate or as telling as like an MRI would be.
Yeah. And the MS can also lead to bladder and bowel dysfunction,
yes,
sexual dysfunction, tremors, difficulty in speech and swallowing, and mood changes and depression.
Yes.
Now, you had some depression and anxiety as well, I would imagine.
I had almost all of these symptoms, yes.
Yes, and how did your family, how did your spouse, what helped you and helped him to cope? Because the family suffers as well when such a diagnosis is made.
My husband was, he's actually the core, my foundation at home. He really, we call him my Sherpa. So he helps me by carrying a lot of things and doing all the extra running around that would wear me out. So he, and even before I had the wheelchair when I couldn't walk, he literally was throwing me over his shoulder to carry me into places like the church when we went to go get prayer or to the doctor's office. He would put me over his shoulder and carry me in, and we did that until I was able to get a wheelchair. So he really is my core.
He's your hero. So yeah. DAMS 411 is a nonprofit.
Yes.
How are you funded, and how can people help to get your nonprofit funded so you could spread the message and help people who has been diagnosed with MS?
So my organization is funded by personal donations. I'm working on corporate sponsorship. I am personally writing for grants. I am working on putting together an annual fundraiser, which kind of got a little bit set off because I'm doing my first ever international event next year. So that's kind of taking the trump over the big fundraiser for my organization. Always looking for corporate sponsorship or personal sponsorship. Whatever form of funding we can receive is where I'm reaching.
And I'm sure you have major plans international. And your target audience is not just people with MS, because you would like to educate all of us about MS and what the signs and symptoms are and what to look for.
Yes. That is a really big part of my organization, is that right now we specifically focus on MS, but my goal is to do the full umbrella of autoimmune disorders that have physical disabilities involved, because there are benefits that can be had for the majority of them. Dance as an improvement for them.
And you started consulting and you started coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that had something to do with the pain management part of the MS for you.
Yes. I developed a pain management program based on my personal experience. As we talked about earlier, I got a lot better before the medical care ever stepped in, when I had my 2006 blind and completely incapacitated year. I worked my way through that, and then moving forward, I continued to build on, and I would research things and try just about everything, and this works, that doesn't, this works, that doesn't. And eventually, I wrote the book with the hopes to help other people with pain. And it really is a CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, that is the foundation of it, is to identify, and a lot of journaling, because journaling helps you see what works and what doesn't, why, who's involved. And
it's good for memory.
Things.
Journaling is extreme. So,
yes.
You know, like...
So is dancing.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good for memory.
Well, you know, in MS, the communication problem between the brain and the body can lead to major damage on the nerves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms can be mild, and they vary, right? So you found that dancing helped you more than anything else.
Yes.
So talk to a listening audience here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Why is dancing so important? I know when I hear music, I want to shake a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was even shaking my booty at a Muslim wedding, and they told me, "Hey, you're not supposed to do that." But I find dancing makes me happy.
It does.
It secretes something. I don't care if I'm out of tune. I don't care if I have two left foot. I will shake, right?
Yeah.
Whatever I can do. So it's so important to you.
Exactly.
And you shine when you speak about it.
I do. It's a wonderful thing. There is a whole lot of research out there that proves it, for both physical and mental. I want to just kind of give a shout out for my doctor visit, my neurologic visit this last week. During the appointment, he talked to me about dancing, and it was the first time in a long period, 2 decades, that I've been seeing this neurologist. And last year, he let me go for 12 months without seeing him. And usually these appointments are every 6 months. So he let me go for my first 12 months in between appointments, and he was not disappointed at all. In fact, he's letting me wait another 12 months. As far as dancing goes, he brought up to me that there is something for resetting the nerve pathways in your brain. It really works, and people just need to understand that it takes time. And I'm the perfect example of that. This whole time I started dancing in 2016, and here I am almost a decade later. I had a major exacerbation about 3 years ago with five of my largest lesions ever, and I barely got shaken by it. I could feel myself off. I felt like things weren't normal, but I kept going on about life the way I should, and that was perfect. Dance helped me to be able to move through that, and my neurologist noticed it, and he actually is giving praises to that. I even get to wait another year before I have an MRI, so that puts 3 years in between them, and usually they're done every 12 months.
Yeah, he should make you the poster child for MS because, you know, diagnosing MS can be very challenging.
It is,
as
very
you know,
challenging.
Because it overlaps a lot of symptoms with other diseases. Like
yes.
We just said, memory loss and all that. You would think it's something else, you know. But I would say that for our listeners who are tuning in, you know, some of the ways that they can help reach the diagnosis, like Phoebe said earlier, the blood test, lumbar puncture, MRI scans. And, of course, you know, I think the more you read about MS, the advances in MS management focuses both on the disease and modification.
Yes.
And I would say there is hope. There's a message of hope for the future.
There is people
like you who, Phoebe, you went on to live a fulfilled life, and you still
yes.
do.
Yes.
So, I mean, tell us some personal stories. I'm sure you have a personal. We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Because there's people, you know, you are really empowering and motivating other people who have an autoimmune system disease. That is not the end of the world. You know, when you get lemons in life, you make lemonade, right?
Right.
Kind of that attitude.
So I started competing ballroom dancing a couple of years ago, and I've really enjoyed that. It is so empowering to go mainstream and be able to dance with individuals. In my organization with DAMS 411, I have a few people that have started also going that route, and I'm so excited because one of them has secondary progressive MS and walks on the regular basis with a walker, but she goes out on the dance floor and it's kind of like music for somebody who stutters or singing for somebody who stutters. She can get up there and dance and not need her walker. I think it's beautiful. And then from that, I have gone on to, with my organization, I'm going to be hosting my first ever event. There's individuals with MS, not just dancing, but I have one individual who has run a marathon on seven continents over 7 years, and they're seven full marathons. I have one individual who paddleboarded off the southern coast of California to an island 22 miles and 22 miles back. All these individuals have MS, and so it's not the end of life. And I'm going to be hosting a panel interview next May. It's going to be live for people to come listen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to be coming together and sharing our story. The majority of us have had to retrain ourselves to walk at one point. So it's not that we had a mild case of MS and were suddenly able to do this. It was a choice that we made, and we followed through with action and eventually got to this point.
So you found your life again.
Yes.
Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. And oftentimes there's a stigma attached to MS and disease and autoimmune disease. What you're proving is even if you get diagnosed, forget about the stigma.
It's not the end of life. It's the beginning of a new life.
Right. So you would say find the purpose that you're here on planet Earth and go with it.
Yes.
Maybe there's a reason for everything, right?
Exactly.
And how did faith play a part in your life as well with MS?
Faith is the top of my line. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have faith.
Yeah. Website one more time and your Facebook page for someone to contact you.
It
is DAMS411.
DAMS411.org. Nice and simple. DAMMS. 411.org, and my Facebook page is Phoebe and Chip Walker.
And we'll make sure, we'll make sure we share all of that.
Yeah, she's bringing joy to so many people with long-term autoimmune system diseases, and you're telling them, forget about the stigma, just continue to live life to its fullest.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Thank you both.
Finding all the great things here at Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Phoebe, thank you so much for all of the great information. And to Darby and Leanne for sharing all of the information about menopause and the Lux Center. We will be on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 1510 WWBC. Thanks for tuning in.